Nacho.
Yo, what's going on, T?
What up, Derek?
What's up, T, man?
Just trying to navigate through life right now.
That's it.
What about you, bro?
It's fucking fresh. Did you see this fucking Nuggets game, dude?
I didn't watch the Nuggets game. I've been watching fucking college.
Dude, I'm over college. Fuck college.
Yeah, college.
It don't make sense. It's crazy that NC State, North Carolina
NC
had no
State's
juice.
Been NC State's been hooping.
Yeah, they're going off of that. They beat UNC and Duke for their championship. So they're hot. They're on fire. Duke is probably going to win tonight. It's just disgusting. I can't stand Purdue. Can't stand fucking Purdue.
Purdue pulled it off against Gonzaga. Gonzaga didn't feel like they were ready in the first round.
That's how I was hoping Gonzaga would be able to do it, but
Purdue, I guess Purdue is actually proving it. They're proving that they're caliber college team.
Yeah. It's definitely flipped because it used to be like Gonzaga, Kentucky, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Fucking even UCLA, like UCLA was in it. Kentucky was in it.
UCLA was even in it this year.
Yeah. All these Kentucky wasn't in it.
No.
It's freaking nuts, dude. I was very, very surprised they gave North Carolina number one.
Yeah,
very, very surprised. I was happy. Don't get me wrong. I was definitely happy, but I don't think they should have been number one.
No, absolutely.
I mean, they definitely didn't show that they were number one. All the other number ones were fucking winning
Houston,
by like 20, 30 points, and North Carolina could barely pull it off.
Yeah. Like you and I talked throughout the whole tournament, North Carolina just not – they didn't show up. They didn't show up.
Yep.
Fuck North Carolina. I'm starting to lose hope in North Carolina. I'm sorry, like, Herbert. Like, I'm sorry. But, like, this team is going to – they're going to struggle for a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you and I talked earlier today.
I don't know what – I think R.J. Davis is – I don't know if that was his last – R.J. Davis, man, he did not show up.
No.
He did not.
And either did Armando.
I felt like Armando did.
Kind of.
I felt like Armando –
But he didn't play big.
He didn't do as good as he did the last championship where he rolled his ankle and was fucking out. But he definitely was a presence. They double teamed him and he understood either go up strong and get the foul or pass it out. It was his dude. RJ Davis did not show up. It was crazy because if you look at it, what's his name? The freshman, they can't fucking shoot a three to save his life. Had a better game than him.
Than RJ.
RJ Davis went 0 for 9 from the 3-point line.
That's so crazy.
4 for 20.
That's so crazy.
From regular.
Whatever.
That's nuts. Let's look at their negative. Oh, they don't do positive negative.
No, they don't.
College. Stupid college. And then the bench. 15 from the bench compared to their 8. So they just got destroyed from starters. 24, 18, 19, and 19 from starters. Where ours were 16, 17, 19, 12, and 8. Yeah.
Mm.
Their starters just went off. Their 3 points were nuts.
Oh, they were nuts. They went off. They went off.
Fucking, go to team stats. What was their 3-point advantage? 42% from the 3-point line. They actually had less – no, they had more free throws than North Carolina.
The thing that killed me was the white boy that was killing us all
the
game.
I fucking hate – dude, I can't stand it.
Then he missed the last two free throws. I was like, okay, this is bullshit. But at the end, they should have taken a better shot. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Tell me how he never fucking shot a three. Then
he just
goes
threw it.
And just fucking nails a three. And they're like – this guy's amazing. I was like, oh my God.
Garbage.
What was his fucking name?
I don't even know. I don't even care.
Was it Nelson? Pretty sure it was Nelson. Yeah. The dude that looks like a fucking French dude with his fake his mustache.
I know you text me. You're like, he can't even grow a fucking mustache.
Dude, he can't. Shit. It pissed me the whole time off.
I was like,
Bangkok, bro. Just hit him one. That's North Carolina is very they remind me of how the Nuggets are playing right now. Okay. And this game is an example. The Nuggets, when they get punched in the mouth, they cannot come back. They don't understand how to be physical. They don't. Reggie Jackson, Jamal Murray, this is his fourth game out.
Okay.
And since Jamal's been out, they're 2-for-2. They're about to lose two in a row. Or actually, I think they might be 3-3-1. I think this is going to be their third loss in a row, which is crazy.
Oh, that's wild.
Fucking when Reggie Jackson's in there, he doesn't know how to be aggressive.
Okay.
He fucking tries to handle the ball like he just doesn't know how to handle the ball. And when he loses it, he just freaks out.
Okay.
So then you got that going on. Jokic is hurt. He hurt his wrist. They wrapped it up and he's back in, but he hasn't been playing good. Okay. And there's nobody there that's been playing. Like, they've been, dude, and Minnesota was aggressive. Minnesota came out and they were, because they're the number one defense.
Right.
I call bullshit on NBA with number one defense.
Okay.
It's hard for me to give them praise when they are very, when you're handsy and they're not, the officials aren't calling it, you can't reach.
True.
And they reach constantly. True. Just because it's fucking Mike Conley and Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert, you can't give them props when they're reaching and then not call the same thing for the Nuggets.
I feel that.
And Anthony call Edwards.
On both sides.
Anthony Edwards, I get it. They're trying to compare him to the next Michael Jordan.
That's a stretch.
No, that's all they've been saying.
That's the narrative, seriously.
Yeah.
He's way more of a high flyer than Michael Jordan. I feel that he's more of like a Vince Carter or a Tracy McGrady.
I feel like the way he balls kind of reminds me of LeBron James. And there's a reason behind it.
But he has more power than LeBron, which is wild.
And that's crazy. That's where those big – he's a very bulky young man, and he understands the NBA. I guarantee if he said, who do you mimic, he probably would say LeBron James because he understands lower the shoulder and just go to the rim.
I feel that.
And the officials see his name, and they're like, okay, we're going to call it. But – Aaron Gordon lowers his shoulders and he doesn't run into it.
Exactly.
He strategically tries to back somebody down and then he lowers his shoulders and they call a foul.
And an offensive foul. Bullshit. That's
and I'm
bullshit.
Like, bro, how
because
is that
he's more controlled than Anthony Edwards.
Than Anthony Edwards and LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron got away with it for so many years where he would just run to the hoop and he's a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to call it, do it. Fuck it.
Absolutely.
And Anthony Edwards learned from it, and he does the same thing, and they're calling him the next Michael Jordan. I'm like, bro, and I can't stand
Minnesota.
That's
a bit of a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch.
Minnesota's over there fucking howling like dogs and shit. Like acting – dude, they're kids. You could tell they're kids.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert and Mike Conley are fucking the older people. Everybody else is young. Like 20, 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They act like fucking kids, but that's the NBA now.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's what pisses, dude. I'm getting such to be like an old head. I'm like, fuck these young kids. They're ruining basketball.
Fuck all of them.
Dude, I think they are ruining basketball. But basketball changes.
It's different.
And then we're like, it's not the same basketball that we watched. And it's just like, oh, dude, it's fresh. And the Nuggets. Dude, the Nuggets were like, we're going to run it back. You can't fucking run it back.
No, not the way they're playing.
No, they can't run it back.
No, they can't. They can't.
Bruce Brown and Jeff Green were aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
They were aggressive. They were the older generation, so they knew how to play basketball. They knew, okay, when we're down, we got to fucking fight like dogs.
Right.
We got to fight like dogs. There's nobody on the Nuggets right now that do that. Nobody. Jokic is big, but he doesn't know how to be aggressive. Aaron Gordon is – I love Aaron Gordon. He's a big dude. He just doesn't know how to use his body. Michael Porter Jr. is not aggressive. Reggie Jackson pisses me off.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Aaron Gordon, he does know how to use his body, but the other ones that you've talked about, they're not aggressive as they should be.
They're just nobody's aggressive.
No one's aggressive. Absolutely. Nobody.
The only person that I could see that's aggressive is DJ.
Yeah.
DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
DeAndre Jordan could go
and
out
there. And
he
doesn't even get that much time.
And he doesn't get that much time. And the problem with it is because he's such a big man against these young kids.
And he's slow.
When he bodies them, the officials, they start crying about it. And the officials go, you can't do that.
Yes,
and it's
they
like,
do.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't Anthony Edwards fucking body somebody, but DeAndre Jordan goes down there and you call an offensive foul?
Yep. But they let Giannis do that every fucking night.
Or DeAndre Jordan goes down there, he gets bodied in the stomach by fucking Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And he misses a dunk and they don't call shit. And they're like, well, you're a big man. It's the same thing with Jokic.
Doesn't matter.
You're a big man. You should be able to handle it. But these little boys that are fucking running around like crazy, like Anthony Edwards, barely even get hit. They scream and they get a call. That's the other thing.
It's bullshit. Honestly, a foul is a foul.
I can't stand that the new narrative is to scream.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because the official can't watch 10 players on the field, on the court. So when you're driving and stuff, all you got to do is scream. Yep. Officials, the thing is sound is faster than what you could see. So they're like, oh, you must have got hit because you screamed. Anthony Edwards screams.
Yeah. So does
Giannis. Not Giannis.
No. From the Lakers.
Gilgeous Alexander.
Him and from the Lakers. Fuck.
Davis?
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, Davis has always been a flopper.
All the time.
He's always been a flopper. He's a number one case flopper.
But I blame Manu Ginobili.
Yeah.
I blame Manu Ginobili. He played so fucking hard, but I blame him. He changed the narrative when it came to playing defense and when it came to being an actor of taking a charge, taking a foul. I blame Manu Ginobili. I blame him.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Well, we're already into the episode, Notch. We're already 12 minutes in.
Oh, shit. And I didn't mean to, like, that's not going to. That's just
I don't
me
blame
ranting.
It.
That's just me
no,
ranting.
No, fuck it. No. That's a great rant because
I'm over here making tacos and stuff. Hey, I didn't know we were recording, listeners. My bad. I was just pissed.
Just over here ranting. You know, and that shows the compassion that we have for our sports and just our teams. So, everybody, welcome to episode 14 of the Jam and Nacho Random Cool Show. Hey, I'm not gonna fault you, Notch, because I feel the same way you do. And I'm pissed off because last night, or actually today when I texted you, I was like, bro, I was cutting my hair and we were up by 6 with North Carolina.
Don't even get me started.
I came back and I was like, motherfucker, we're down 2. What the fuck happened? We lost that lead, nigga. What is going on? I was so mad. Oh,
I'm sorry, but sometimes I don't call me racist, but that white boy, man, fuck him.
Hey, he was killing us. He was killing. But then he fucking missed 2 free throws at the very end.
He missed 2 free throws, but then freaking hits a 3-pointer. And then RJ Davis was like, hey, you know what? We got the number one center, the leading breaking records,
didn't do shit.
And doesn't get the ball in the last 2 minutes.
Didn't do shit.
Didn't do shit.
So fuck sports for today. I hope Duke loses. Fuck the Dukies down on Tobacco Road. I hope Houston blows your fucking back out. But welcome to the Random Cool Show with your boys Jam and Notch. And you know what? We're just going to get into it. Make sure you guys head over to Instagram, follow myself, follow Notch, and follow the Random Cool Show. And if you guys are listening to us on YouTube, please hit that notification bell because you guys are going to know. We post every week. We're not going to fucking slack. So just be let it known. We're going to post every week. Hit the subscribe button because we're trying to get that plaque. We're trying to show that plaque when you see our beautiful and handsome faces in the back when we start recording. But we want you guys to head over to YouTube and do that. And everyone that is listening to us on every podcast platform, please leave us a solid review because those reviews help us gain into the algorithm. And we want to hear what you guys have to say. And when you guys give us a comment, Make sure you say it with your chest. Make sure you're honest. Give us everything that you need when it comes to it. And also, make sure you guys go over to the Cool Attire account or the Cool Attire shop to purchase all your random cool needs and your cool attire stuff. There's another shirt that comes up that I just released today that is a mental health shirt. So make sure you guys check that out because it's very inspirational for mental health because I feel that mental health is such a big topic to talk about and we need to hone in on that. So Notch, you and I talked about this. Are we ready for the question of the week?
Yeah, we're going to have to be. Like I said, listeners, I am so thrown off. I wasn't even ready for this. I'm over here making some tacos, going off on some sports, kind of get some anger out. He's talking about like mental health. Sometimes you got to just release that anger and stuff like that. And sports in the past couple of days have pissed me off. If you're a Colorado fan, yesterday was, well, for us, North Carolina fans, that was horrible. And then the Avs lost yesterday. Fuck. Not only did they lose, but Nathan MacKinnon wasn't given an assist, which he was on his way to breaking a Wayne Gretzky record. And the NHL declined it and said it wasn't an assist, even though, I don't know. NHL, absolutely stupid. So he's not on track to break a record. Thanks, NHL. Yesterday was just a bullshit. And then okay, on top of it, how about them Rockies? Gosh, man.
You know what? I have not been following up on the Rockies, so clue me in.
Yesterday was first game opening for the Rockies.
Day. It was opening day.
It was opening day in Arizona. Yeah. They were playing the Diamondbacks. And the whole narrative behind the Rockies, and this is, I'm going to go on a rant too for all you Rockies fans out there. The whole offseason is, we're going to do this. We're going to be better than last year. The sports, everything in sports is saying the Rockies are going to be the worst and everything like that. LA has bulked up. I don't know how the Dodgers get every player that they have been getting.
Oh, and they got money.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get baseball. I don't follow it as much as I should.
Yeah.
So, but this is my problem. Opening day in Arizona, we're going to do better. I look at this score. I was like, okay, it's 2-1. It's 2-1. At least it's in the second inning. Third inning, no joke, 16-1.
What the fuck?
16-1.
That's a high ass score in baseball.
In the third inning. Wow. It took him 35 minutes to get 3 strikes.
Bro.
So this is, I agree with this, but this is my opinion. If you're a Rockies fan, opening day, I would boycott it, in my opinion. Absolutely. Because the owners don't give a shit about the Rockies win. They really don't. They do not give a shit. They just care about taking your money into that. And I'm not going to lie. I love Coorsfield. I love the way it looks. But it is a shitty stadium. Yeah. The food is shitty. The seats are shitty. The Rockies are shitty. And the owners are fucking assholes. And you guys – and the opening day should be boycotted. I am sorry. I agree with it. That. I saw – people saying that they should boycott it. And I was like, you know what? That would be great because I don't even know who the Rockies owners are. All I know is they don't care about winning. They don't care about that. They just want to make money and sit on their fat, rich asses and gain your money and do what we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Which suck.
Yeah. As they do every year. You know what's crazy that you're talking about? The fucking Rockies. I love the minor league logo teams. Love the minor league logos. Did you know that the Fresno Grizzlies are the Rockies, the Colorado Rockies farm team?
Well, they used to, yeah, they switched. Their it used to be so the Sky sick. Sox.
Yes, it used to be, but then the Sky Sox sold the rights to Las Vegas or New Mexico.
Yeah.
There's so many dope teams. I love the Montgomery Biscuits. Sick-ass logo. The Sugarland Space Cowboys. I'm going to buy that fitted. It's the Space such a Cowboys. Sick, the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
Where's Sugarland at?
Texas.
Texas.
What's another one? The Tulsa Drillers. The T, the way they put it on the hat, is so fucking sick. And then, of course, you know Notch and I love Pirates. Bradenton Marauders. They have a skull and crossbones, and then the other hat that they have, he looks like Blackbeard on a hat. Sick.
Nice.
Those are my favorite minor league teams. I love the minor league team logos. And I'm going to buy them. They're at like $40 a pop. I'm going to buy them. At least two of them.
Right? And there's nothing wrong with the Rockies. I love the CR. I love the purple and black. I've always dug
it. Absolutely.
They just, dude, bro, it just, baseball's already hard to watch on TV. I get it, going to a game and experiencing it. And when you go to a Rockies game, you could experience it. Go to the 4th of July. They have concerts after. But, like, why is it that, like, with the Rockies, since Rocktober, which was what, way back in 2006 or some shit?
Yep.
Ever since then, it's just like, who cares about the game?
It's trash. Yeah.
Who cares about the players? I'm surprised that, what's his name? Blackman. Nasty? Is it Blackman? I'm pretty sure.
Blackman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty sure. I'm surprised he even came back. Like, which I wouldn't want to come to the Rockies. I wouldn't. It makes sense now why everybody leaps. Arenado left, like going just back every big name that they ever had. Always tends to leave. My favorite player, Dexter Fowler. The Rockies couldn't even keep him, and you know what he did? He went to the Cubs and got a fucking World Series. And I was happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Got a fucking ring.
There you go. There you go, Dexter.
Well, you know what? This episode is going to hold a trend. Because it's going to be the theme of men are not excited. And it's going to
lead angry.
We're angry. We're not excited. So the question of the week that I put on Instagram, and Notch, I know you've seen this one. Mm-hmm. We got some good ones that came to this. And I was laughing when I was reading the answers of the question of the week.
Damn. So and listeners, just so you know, when I saw the question of the week, TJ threw this one out without telling me about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, T, you got to throw me under the bus with this one. I was like, okay, this one hit me. Like,
I had to, because it came to me like super late. And I was just like, you know what? This is a fucking good question because I don't like my birthday. I hate my fucking birthday. And I'm going to get into why I don't like my birthday.
We can both get into this about birthday. That's why I thought you were – I was like, is he aiming towards me? Because no – yeah, we'll go into it more deep. We're going to celebrating birthdays? I don't think I've celebrated my birthday.
No.
Even when my mom was alive, I would always be like – I was like, yeah, we could celebrate it. And let's hear the listeners first, and then we'll get into our rants.
All right. So the question of the week is, why are men never excited for their birthdays? And the answers were hilarious. All right, Notch. The first one is, because it's just another day for her to do what she thinks that I want to do.
That's fact.
It's a fucking fact.
And I'm not fucking like, you're married, but you probably get more in detail. But
it's facts.
Yep.
This one got me. Why would I want to celebrate the day that all my problems started?
Yeah. Yep. That reminded me of that meme. It showed sperm racing. It showed one little sperm fucking ahead of all the other sperm. And it said, this is the day when all my problems started, when I won the race. Or it said, why did I have to be so fast?
Fucking is the tortoise or the hare?
The lion.
Okay, the next one. This guy said, it's just another day. A quality homemade meal and some good head is way better than a lame ass surprise party with a bunch of acquaintances.
Yeah.
I know. Homemade meal and some head. Hey ladies, homemade meal and some head. Just take notes. Oh fuck. Sorry to be sexual on that one.
I don't even take the homemade meal. I'll make the homemade meal.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, the next one. Because these females don't do shit for us.
That goes back into the homemade meal. Back real quick on the homemade meal. Why is it? So back in the early 2000s, late 2000s, there were a lot of females out there that I personally spoke to, dated and stuff like that. They were like, I want to be a stay-at-home. Why? A stay-at-home mother, or they were like, you know what, I want to come home from my work at the same time you come home from work and still make you dinner or food. Nowadays, women can't even cook.
Why can't they cook, bro?
I could cook better.
This doesn't make sense. They can't cook, and it's wild to me. Like, You know what? You and I, we talked about this in an earlier episode. You and I wanted to go to culinary school.
Yeah.
And we talked about this thoroughly. And I think we have more of a passion and I guess a feeling of food that we take our time with food. And I feel that women, when it comes to cooking, they're so rushed because the day's demands, or if there's children involved, like they don't understand it. And even with our grandmothers, I know my grandmother was at the stove a lot after she came home, and she didn't want to eat. And I see that with my wife's Nana. She's at the stove and she cooks. She's like, I'm not even hungry, because they're behind the stove and they just don't have that emotional connection with food. They're just wanting to make sure that the plate is down for their husband. And I get it. I totally get that aspect. But when you have that mindset, your food doesn't taste as good. And even you question your own food.
Yeah.
And I love cooking food. I take my time. I let things simmer. I watch what seasonings I'm putting, how much salt I put in, like the time it's going to cook. And it comes out so much better than my wife's. And no disrespect to my wife. My wife does cook. She cooks well. She does. But I just think that the mindset comes, if it's rushed or if you take your time, it just comes out better and it's more tastier.
Yeah. Well, that's fact. One other thing that I do want to... Sometimes you're not as hungry when you do the cooking is because you're always eating while you're cooking.
You're tasting it. You're tasting it. Yeah. You're like, okay, how does this? Ooh, this is bomb.
Sometimes you're just over it too. You're just like, damn, like all that work and it's already halfway gone.
Exactly.
Like, I'm good.
Exactly. Okay, so what's the next one? Why are men never excited for their birthdays? It's because men are not as narcissistic as women are.
Yeah,
I don't know about never...
that. I'm not gonna. I don't want to say yes or no on that one. I'm just gonna whoever said that.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So here's the thing. I'm gonna tell my story as to why. You know what? I used to love my birthday. My birthday is December 31st, the last year of the year, the last day of the year. I used to love the fuck out of my birthday when I was younger, and then you get older. And it became a hassle trying to coordinate with everyone. Like, okay, we're going to go here. We're going to go here, here, and here. It's the busiest fucking day of the year.
Yeah.
And it became a hassle.
Busiest party day of the year.
Busiest party day of the year. And you and I know we used to go up to Denver. We used to go to Springs. We used to party. The last time that I celebrated my birthday was 2014. And it was before our oldest was born. And I was like, it's my last hurrah. It's my last hurrah before our son comes, like before the baby gets here. It's my last hurrah. And Erica gives me shit till this day. She's like, every time your birthday comes, I want to give you shit and say, it's my last hurrah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know what happened. So, context. Went to Denver and I started to drive and I have really bad migraines. I used to have really bad migraines. Got to the hotel where we were supposed to go. I started to talk to the hotel clerk, and I could not form my words to them, and I was having brokophagia. And if you guys don't know this term of brokophagia, it's like you're having a stroke. You can't put the words together. Your mind is somewhere else and trying to form words, and your tongue is laxed to the point where you cannot form the words. My wife, being the nurse that she is, she thought I was having a stroke in front of the freaking hotel clerk. I went to the bed after we got our keys, and I started to have the whole aura of having migraines. And I've had migraines since I was 13. I have no idea why I'm having these migraines, because I had concussions when I was 16. So I don't understand why I had these migraines. But anyway, I ended up throwing up multiple times when we got to the hotel room, and it became so bad that I was passing out, that my wife, who was pregnant at the time, who was 7 months pregnant at the time with our oldest, we actually left to Denver downtown to go to a hospital so they can check me in, evaluate me, put IVs in and liquid and medication so they can minimize my migraine symptoms. Well, I ended up being in the hospital. The nurse pushed the chemical Raglan, which they're not supposed to push it, and it made me have an adverse reaction where I felt like my skin was fucking crawling, Notch. And I told you this before.
Yep.
And then later, after everything was good, my wife was like, you pushed the medication too fast. He doesn't need more. We got discharged. And then I ended up spending my birthday in a fucking Taco Bell drive-thru. I hate my birthday. It's a hassle. It's a reminder. I don't need a last hurrah. Just give me a fucking chocolate birthday cake and fucking dewdrop pizza and a couple beers and the Twilight Zone. I'm fucking good.
Yeah, I think that's what you did for your last birthday.
That's exactly what I did.
You're like, I got dewdrop and I'm already drinking on some peanut butter
screwball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like this guy. Yeah,
that's exactly what I did. And
I remember when that happened to you, I was like, damn, that's tough.
Yeah, I never want to celebrate my birthday. And this is why men are not excited for the birthdays.
Uh-oh.
What about you, Notch?
Why do we have any more excited? For the listeners?
Oh, we got a couple more.
Let's go through the listeners first.
Okay, all right. So let's see. this guy said, I was born on Valentine's Day, so it's a bit tricky. I can see that.
I guess I could jump in now. So just like TJ, TJ was born on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So he celebrates during the most party time holiday. I was born on Thanksgiving. So it's very hard for holiday birthdays. I know people that were born on Christmas, that were born on 4th of July, Easter. When you're born on a holiday, and this is why I don't like celebrating my birthday. First off, my birthday is in November, and I don't like winter. I don't like the stupid time change. So everything is, it's dark at like 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear
you. I've got my phone started ringing. Block this.
No, I can hear you.
So gets dark at 4 o'clock, which sucks. So you can't barbecue. It's cold. And then I was born on Thanksgiving. So my memory is about growing up on Thanksgiving, especially around family. Back then, during Thanksgiving, everybody came over to grandma's house and stuff like that. Well, my birthday on Thanksgiving, it's easier to celebrate with family on Thanksgiving. What are they going to celebrate more?
Right.
Food, Thanksgiving, right? And then sometimes it was, here's a pumpkin pie for your birthday. Now I love pumpkin pie because I like pumpkin pie, but not then, during Thanksgiving. I'd rather just have it like any normal day. Back then, I was just like, really, like pumpkin pie, celebrating on Thanksgiving, watching football. Love watching football, but it's not really celebrated. So since I don't know when, I think ever since I turned 26, which I turned 26 this year as well. I have not celebrated my birthday. I've pretty much lied my way to everybody by telling them we'll celebrate it in June or during summer. And then when summer comes around, I'm like, it is what it is.
Canada in June.
Yeah. it is what it is. It's just not fun. Like,
it's not.
First,
it's not
like,
much.
It's just another day, in my opinion. You get a home cooked meal. Maybe you might get something else on the side if you're in a relationship.
Right. You might, exactly like, what I said before.
I'm at the age, do I really want to go and party and stuff like that? Like when I was younger, yeah, maybe go to the bars or clubs. But even at that, I didn't really like doing that stuff either. Just because the experiences that we had in clubs and everything, and I was just like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. And then now I just lie about it. I'm like, yeah, we'll do it in June. June's fine. Pretty sure
Canada in June.
If I celebrated my birthday this upcoming June, I'd have to celebrate like 8 birthdays.
Damn.
I haven't celebrated my birthday in such a long time.
What do we say every time it's our birthday, Notch?
I turn 26 again?
We're
28.
Exactly. Yeah.
I haven't aged. I'm 28. And
it's our anniversary of being 21.
Yeah. Once I hit 28, I never aged after that.
Yeah. Which, we never age.
Fun fact, I don't look it. I still look super young. T, you look super young, man.
Exactly. Just like the fucking video I sent you. It's like, do you want to know why millennials don't look old? Think about it. Look at Ted Bundy. He was 39.
Dude,
we're
that
37.
Was crazy.
And we look, it's eye-opening. It is eye-opening.
To think the whole cast of Cheers were all younger than us currently. And most of them are in their like mid-20s. Some of them early 20s. It's just mind-boggling. It's wild. I get it, genetics. Some genetics and a lot of people, they tend to bald a lot earlier. They get wrinkles than when you get kids. But T, you have three kids, dude. You don't have a lot of wrinkles. Dude, I'm not going to call anybody's names. I'm not going to say where I've seen people, but I know people that are my age. I've lived in Springs, Denver, in Pueblo, so I'm not going to name anybody, but gosh damn.
Y'all look old.
Y'all look hella old.
You know what's crazy? I have a little bit of gray in my beard or my goatee and my hair, but it's nothing like my pops. My pops is hella salt and pepper. He's 58. But you know what? We age very well, and I've heard it from a lot of older people. They're like, how old are you? You look 27. I'm like, thank you. I'm 10 years older.
Yeah. I love it. I always get shit like, oh, you're 28. Yeah, you wish you're 28. And I'm like, because they know my actual age. But at the same time, they're just like, yeah, you look like you're less than 28, which I'm all for it. And it's even crazier. Absolutely. I'll see those. Oh, if you know what Blockbuster, if you had a Blockbuster card or a Hastings card, your knees crack. My joints aren't as bad as I thought they would be, especially because we played sports constantly. We're so hard on our bodies. Mm-hmm. They're not as bad. I get it when it gets cold. Mm-hmm. I feel a lot of pain, especially how I tore my pectoral. That's one thing I would have told my younger self, go get surgery, because when it gets cold, I feel it in my pectoral.
I feel that.
Feel that.
You know what's crazy about aging? I just found this out the other day. You remember Pete Maravich? Pistol Pete?
Yeah, yeah.
From the NBA?
Uh-huh.
He said, I don't want to retire from the NBA and then die of a heart attack. Tell me why he died of a heart attack at 40 while he was playing a regular fucking exhibition game at his local YMCA.
I didn't know that happened. That's crazy.
He died at fucking 40. And it just shows you the power of the tongue that he said. But you know what? The caliber of what he did in the league, he was always practicing, always working out. And then once he retired, he started to be complacent. He started to eat like shit, drink, and all this crazy. And then he died at 40 of a heart attack playing a recreational basketball game. That's the shit out of me. Yeah,
that's the problem. And that's one thing. Me personally, because I've had issues with my heart for a while.
We have cabin fever, yes.
And one of my biggest things that my doctor told me is, he's like, what did you do before? Like, are you super active? And I was like, when I was younger, dude, I was playing basketball constantly. Absolutely. And then when I started working, it just took that out of there. Like, I would try to be as physical, and then slowly went away. And the only thing that's really helping me is I don't drink, or I don't eat unhealthy-wise. Like, dude, the other day, for the first time, I had Carl's Jr. I don't know when the last time I had Carl's Jr.
Wow.
And I got a guacamole bacon burger, and I couldn't even stand the smell of the bacon.
Oh, shit.
I had to take that shit off. Like, stay away from pork. So that's one of the things that's keeping me healthy. And I'm trying to get back into the physical part of stuff, but if you don't do that, I could see that. If you eat unhealthy, especially if you're super active and then you just stop and you change your life, that's where your body's just going to be like, yo, like, we were going super, super fast. Mm-hmm. Then you slow down, and then you want to go fast again with all this shit in our body. Yeah, right. It's not going
to
happen.
Right, right. And see, and I want to go to that point. Like, I'm going to a point of being a pescatarian, or I like chicken. I do like chicken more so, and I do love fish. I will always love seafood and chicken. And I'm starting to get away from having a lot less red meat, because red meat has helped you so much for over the years. And it's just like, I don't like red meat unless it's a great steak or a great burger. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need all that red meat in our body. I want to have more vegetables, more fruit, more fish, more nutrients. And it's just like, we don't need all that other shit.
Tell me, why is it so expensive to be healthy, though? That's the crazy part.
Crazy. That's
and
the
it's,
crazy
it's
narrative.
Only in the United States too. Everywhere else, they think we're a joke to the rest of the world, and we're so fucking high on our horse, like, oh, we're the best because we're the strongest. But at the same time, like, these people are getting, they're able to go on vacation because they get four day work weeks and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
They get 3 days off, and absolutely, that's the norm. Or mm-hmm, they get to go and have a really, really nice sit-down restaurant or cook a really good meal because everything's affordable, except
absolutely,
they look at McDonald's and it's gross. Like,
trash.
One of the craziest things I've ever seen is if you look at Fanta, orange soda, mm-hmm, in every other country, there's two things. Fanta,
we
and
talked
cereal
about this. Yeah.
Fanta in other countries is literally carbonated soda water, which is not unhealthy for you. It's just carbonated.
Yeah.
And a fruit juice. That's Fanta. Mm-hmm. Ours has like 50 different ingredients.
Oh, the carbohydrates then on top of it, are nuts.
We were talking about breads and stuff like that. Bread should literally be what? Yeast, flour,
that's
some
it,
salt, some sugar.
Some sugar.
Mm-hmm. Put some grains in there and that's it.
Yep. That's it.
You look at the bread ingredients, it's like 50 different ingredients. Cereal. Yep. Cereal's the same thing.
Yep. Yep.
It's absolutely in other countries, it's like 4 to 5 ingredients. Here in the United States, it's like 15 to 20 ingredients. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, it's to keep it fresh. Fuck. I buy fucking fruits I buy non-organic fruits, bananas, for example. And for some reason, they rot so much faster than organic.
Oh, hella fast.
I buy milk, and I don't drink milk as much.
Oh, I usually cook.
I usually cook with it, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. And then I go in there, and I'm like, damn, I can't even buy a gallon of milk anymore. I buy half gallons or a fourth gallon because
we do too.
It just goes to waste because mm-hmm, it spoils so quick.
Yep.
But milk has like different ingredients. It's not just milk. It should just say milk.
Exactly.
Cow juice.
Straight
from the teat.
But it's
got like 15. Yeah. It's got 15 different things. I'm like, what is going on?
I don't think I sent you that video of the fucking bananas when the guy brought the bananas home. And it was like 1 hour and the bananas were already fucking brown. He's like, what happened? He goes, I'm sorry. I can't breathe. I can't do this. I'm like,
I can't be a banana. Dude, sometimes I'll have coffee. It's one of those weird things. Like maybe it's in my mind or maybe it was outside, but I'll think to it mm-hmm, when I see like my fruit rot and I'm like, damn, you didn't do your job. Like,
you didn't just do your fucking job.
Do your fucking job. Like mm-hmm, stay fresh for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I did learn a trick. So fun fact, listeners out there, a cool trick that I did learn, and I guess TikTok is somewhat, I didn't see it on TikTok.
Somewhat helpful.
I was out on Instagram. But if you get your bananas, take a wet paper towel, wrap it around the top of the banana where they all meet, which would actually be the bottom of the banana, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of the banana where the top, wrap it in a wet paper towel and then wrap it in foil if they stay fresher. It does work.
Okay.
Definitely works.
Okay.
Now, the paper towel, you do got to change every once in a while or it'll dry out and then the bananas dry out. But that's really cool.
That's a good tip.
Same thing with lettuce. If you take a head of lettuce and you stick it in water and then put it in your refrigerator, it'll stay fresh. It'll actually, it's just like a plant.
Yeah,
it needs water, true. So it'll start growing.
That's true. Damn, that's a hell of a tangent we got on.
Yeah, talking about birthdays and now we're talking about, hey, so on this week, how to keep your food fresh.
Keep your food fresh, how to stay healthy, and how to age less.
Right.
Let me see. I think I got 4 more. This one says, because almost everybody wants to bill you instead of them gift you.
And that came down to, okay. See, I sent you this.
Yes, you did.
I want to hear your opinion.
Yes, you did.
So a gentleman and his girl go out for her birthday. And he invites all of her friends for her birthday. The girlfriend, we'll just call her girlfriend. I don't know if it was wife or girlfriend, Beyonce, whatever. But the girlfriend gets mad because he only pays for hers and his dinner. And the rest of them get mad at him because he didn't pay for their dinner. Is that correct?
Bullshit.
Because in my opinion, fuck you guys. Like, I invited you to celebrate. I didn't say, hey, I'm going to pay for you. Now, if I was rich, then I'd be like, hey, it's on me. If I invite you and say, hey, it's on me, then expect it to be on me. But if I just say, hey, it's a birthday, do you want to come celebrate the birthday? That's on you. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right.
Like, that's
it's bullshit. It's bullshit. You know what's crazy about that? Like, these women are so entitled when it comes to that. And it pisses me off because it's like, why should I have to pay for all your friends to come and party when it's your day?
Yeah.
It's your day, not theirs, yours.
No.
I'm over it.
Let's move on. Let's move on to the next one.
I'm so glad my wife's not like that.
Right?
So the next one is, this guy said, I hate attention and I don't like being the center of it.
That's, I mean, yeah.
That's real levels.
See, TJ knows that I'm going through a couple of things with my mental health, and it became, it's weird as shit. And same thing with you. You kind of went through a slump as well.
Yes,
where we're hard. You, if you know us, especially later in the years, you became more of an extrovert, was doing all this stuff, like center of attention. And then we went through this slump. Yeah, I could see that. There are times where I'm just like, bro, I don't. The last time we threw a party at my house, which was a get together, not a party, but we had people here. No joke, said hi to everybody, and then I was like, "Yo, it's 11 o'clock. Stay quiet in the garage. Come inside. Don't go outside. I don't care if you drive home. Don't be drunk. Be smart. You guys are all adults."
Yeah,
that's the last part that I didn't. Yeah. You guys, everybody knows this. If you've been to my house and you've been to my get-togethers, I end it with this. You guys are all adults.
Yes.
Figure your shit out because I'm going to bed.
And see, you said that when you lived in Springs.
In Springs, yeah.
And it was – I loved it because it should be fucking known. Like, you should be a fucking adult. You should be fucking mature for your well-being. If you can't drive, sleep in your car or come sleep on this fucking floor and wake up when you sober up. That's such a good thing. And you instilled that in everybody at the house. And I knew I was going to stay at your house. It was like, this is my boy. This is my homie, Notch. I know he's going to have an air mattress, a couch, whatever he's going to have for me. And I'm going to sleep here until I'm ready to go because I trust him. He cares about my well-being and he cares about my life. And I care about his life as the same thing. If he was to come to my house, I would have something for him to stay so he didn't have to drive. Mm-hmm. And that's such a great thing that you should have as a great friend. To be like, look, don't put yourself in danger. Don't go to jail. Don't, you know, put yourself in danger of killing yourself or endangering others. Just be smart. If you're going to drink, just chill.
Just chill.
Sober up.
You're already out of place? Or just know. Like, you know, hey, like, we're at that age. Like, you should know better. Like, if you're going to drink, have a plan. You're not at that age where you get to like fuck. I mean, if I could tell myself, my younger self, that I could go back in my memories and be like, dumbass got drunk and passed out in front of somebody's yard. Mm-hmm. Dumbass ran from the cops. Dumbass was in a car with everybody drinking. Now it just, we live, we learn. And nowadays
we do.
I'm just too old for all that shit. When you come, T's correct. Last time he was at my house in Springs when I threw a party and he was there, he stayed over because I was like, dude, you're good. Chill here. But anybody that comes to my house, I'm dead serious. You're an adult. You're welcome to stay here and party. Don't be loud. Don't be stupid. This is my area. Don't neglect it. At the same time, respect my neighbors and stuff like that. And you came here. If you drank, you're welcome to stay. If not, hopefully you had a ride home. You're an adult. Like, figure it out.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to bed. Too tired.
I'm going to bed. I'm fucking
and I didn't
tired.
Want to be around people. That was the other thing. That day I was all for it.
It was a dope ass
Ronnie
time.
was living with us here in Parker, and he was like, hey, I want to throw a party. Everybody from Springs is going to come up. And I was like, dude, you're living here. It's fine. Like, just understand this is how I feel. I'm going to bed. Like, I'm good with it.
That was a fun ass time too. Yeah. That was a good ass time. All right. So the last one I got, Notch. This one is going to hit your heart and my heart. This guy said, why men never are excited for their birthdays is because it's one more year closer to death. What is there to celebrate?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a 50-50 glass half full type of shit, or you could be morbid. I get it. You're supposed to live every day like it's your last, which we all should.
Yeah.
At the same time, it is a reminder.
I
hate that reminder. Absolutely. That. Like, I don't know who thinks it's fun to be like, oh, did you know that 2040 is closer than 1990?
No, I hate
God.
That. No.
Like,
did you know
that
Justin Timberlake's album is turning 27 years old? Nigga, shut up. I don't want to hear that.
I don't need you to be a timeline for me.
Don't be a fucking
time
capsule.
If I need that, I will go and use math and figure it out. I don't need you to remind me every time I look. Sometimes I look at that and I'm just like, damn, like, God, seriously?
Absolutely.
Just getting further and further away from the happiness and joy of the 90s. Oh, of course. Into this crazy, shitty, whatever is going to happen the next whatever's.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into the next segment so we get something lighthearted. My boy Notch, him and I, we talked about joke time. Do you have some jokes for our listeners?
See, I'm going to let you go through.
I have five.
Yeah, you go ahead and go through it. I had maybe a few, but I got to find my list. Like I said, T knocked me off the pedestal. I was just like, hey, we're in it. And I was like, mouth stuffed full of tacos. So I'm not prepared, guys.
So I've been going on it. do you have some jokes lined up?
Yeah, I got to find them. So go ahead and knock yours out. So okay. We're going to do some dad jokes just to lighten up. We've been kind of a little dark going into that, like, for news and everything's just been kind of shitty, which we got to talk about some crazy stuff that's going on. But so at the same time, let's make it lighthearted.
Shit. Okay, so lighthearted. So what's Thanos' favorite app?
Snapchat.
Yeah, of course.
Come on.
Okay. These ones are a little bit easier. Why can't melons get married?
Why can't melons get married?
Mm-hmm. Because they can't elope.
Oh my God. Just so you know, T ran this by his kids and they all cracked up.
They loved it. They fucking ate it up. Like, yeah, this is so funny. Okay, I'm gonna get a little bit darker. The last three are dark. How does a non-binary kill people? We might get canceled for this. Sorry, guys. This is just a joke I saw on this. I didn't make this up. It just came on the internet.
No,
don't cancel
but at
us.
The same time, TJ is telling these jokes, and I was like, I just realized my jokes aren't as they're pretty bad, which I told TJ one, but I got to tell the listeners because it just it might be a little too soon, but it is what it is. I'm going to say it. I don't know. Let me why.
How does a non-binary kill people? They slash them. Yeah. I fucking died when I read that. The next one. What do you get when you mix goat DNA and human DNA?
I want to be so bad and kind of racist, but I'm not. I'm just going to bite my tongue. T, what do you? Let's go ahead. My mind went to one specific. It's great, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what do you get when you mix goat DNA and human DNA? You get kicked out of the petting zoo.
Wow.
What did you think?
I'm not. I can't say it.
We're gonna get canceled.
I can't say
Nacho's worse than what I said. Fuck.
We've already said some stuff about some snowflakes earlier. With the basketball, the dude who can't grow a mustache.
Fucking
weighing
110
pounds
dynamite.
Wet, fucking beating UNC. Oh, I am not, yeah.
I am not touching that, Notch says. All right, the last one. The conversation is between a man and a woman. The woman says, I'm pregnant. The man says, hi, pregnant, I'm dad. The woman says, no, you're not.
Wow.
I fucking died when I read that one. Which ones you got, Notch? Hi, I'm pregnant. Hi, pregnant, I'm dad. No, you're not. You ain't this baby's father. That's what Maury said. Oh, shit.
T went a little dark with his. I'm probably good. I don't know if I have. I'll answer some stuff.
Okay.
So this one's off the top of my head, just because it I told this to my brother.
Okay.
And he was just like, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So why can't the United States and Great Britain play chess?
Why?
Chess.
Why?
Because they're missing a queen and two towers.
Damn. That's fucking dark. That's fucking dark.
I'm sorry. I cracked. I was done when I heard that. I was done. I'm so.
Hey, these are jokes. We didn't make these up. We're not comedians. We just read shit.
I could be like the dad jokes. What did 0 say to 8? Nice bell type of stuff. I had to have one.
What is 6? Why is 6 afraid of 7? 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9.
Yep.
Oh shit. What's another one? Oh
man, I'm trying to find my notes. I don't know what happened to them, but we're gonna go to these risky notes right here, okay, real quick. Let's go through some.
I have one.
Yeah, go ahead, T.
If Russia attacked Turkey from behind, do you think Greece would help?
Wait, what?
If Russia attacked Greece from behind, do you think Greece would help? As playing like a double entendre, like,
yeah, okay,
like, I get it. Like, I was just like Greece, well, yeah, like rubbing. Yeah. You know what's funny? A patient told me that shit.
T, what's the difference? I don't know if we're gonna get in trouble for these, but what's the difference between a G spot and a golf ball?
Oh shit, I have no idea.
A guy will actually search for a golf ball.
Oh shit. I've never played golf, but I get it.
Let me see.
Oh shit. That's hilarious. I love it. Oh, we're about to get into it this episode.
So what's the difference between kinky and perverted?
Oh fuck. I have no idea.
Kinky is when you tickle your girlfriend with a feather. Perverted is when you use the whole bird.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I got one too. How do you get a nun pregnant?
How do you get a nun pregnant?
Yes, how do you get a nun pregnant?
Oh man, ask the priest.
Exactly, you change the priest into a nun.
Oh wow.
I saw that shit earlier today. I was like, wow. We're getting there.
Let me see. Where's my other ones? What comes after 69?
Oh, shit. What?
Mouthwash. Monty.
Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. That's hilarious. Jesus. Good
Lord. Oh, wow. I don't know why I went sexual on these ones, but I do have to. I'm gonna, yeah.
Okay.
What's Hit the me. Difference between anal and oral sex?
Oh shit, I don't know.
Oral sex makes your day. Anal makes your whole week.
Oh,
wow.
Fuck. Yeah, that's a good play. Good play on words there. Oh shit. See. I see a theme with this episode. So,
yeah, it's pretty bad.
So I'm going to get to the wild news that I found out. So I have two stories with wild news. The first one, a man airdropped nudes on a plane in 2022. Notch, picture yourself on a plane going to wherever you're going to go, and you get a notification on AirDrop, and you see the name is like Nipples and Toes 23. You're like, ooh, Nipples and Toes 23 about to send me some titties and kitties. I'm about to see some titties and kitties. You open it, and it's hard cock and fucking nipples and man nipple hair.
I don't know about that.
I'd be fucking pissed. About that
nonsense.
And then you
hear, but you know what's crazy?
You hear the pilot.
That's like a theme now.
It is. A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, the pilot's like, excuse me.
Pilot's like, hey, who the fuck is sending dicks?
I know,
dicks?
Just changes up his whole thing.
Who's sending dicks on my phone?
I've seen a lot of people where they just airdrop, especially people that have OnlyFans. They're this was fun. Wait until they fuck up and send some kid mm-hmm. underage, and now mm-hmm. you're a sex offender, registered sex offender at 6,000 feet in the air.
And I can only see that all the men were pissed off because they're like, they were expecting to see titties and kitties instead of a dick. They're ready to see titties and kitties. Like, ooh, nipples and toes, 23. Let me see what this is about. And they're like on the sneaks going to the side away from their significant other. And they're like, oh, it's a dick. And they're pissed off because it wasn't titties and kitties. It was a hard cock. They were pissed. Oh, shit. So there's that one. And the other one that I found out, did you hear about this? It happened in 2022. A man walked 281 miles after an argument with his wife during COVID, and he got slapped with a $500 fine. He walked from Como, Italy to Fano, Italy. That must have been a hell of an argument.
Right? I need my space. Give me about 4 days.
So I actually did the math on from my house is and where 281 miles is. It is North Platte, Nebraska.
Oh wow.
Why the fuck would I want to go to Nebraska? Why?
That's definitely an argument right there.
That's a hell of an argument.
I ain't trying to divorce you. I need my time.
I need my space.
I need to figure this out on my own.
And I guess it took him 7 days to travel 281 miles on foot. And he got slapped with a $500 fine because it was in the midst of the COVID curfew.
I see that. I've seen like videos of people that were out during COVID in Europe and stuff. Asia, and they took that shit serious. Oh, like here it was a joke.
They did.
Back then, over there, they were serious. They were giving out fines. They were breaking people's ankles and shit. Like,
It was like some mob shit. How about this one? In Massachusetts, you can get your sentence reduced if you're in prison if you give an organ or a bone marrow while being imprisoned on some repo men shit.
Ugh.
So if you got 10 years, you give a kidney, you get 3 years taken off. But if you amputate your leg, you get 10 years taken off.
I was like, how the fuck they get bone marrow out?
They drain it out with a needle.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either.
Ugh.
So being a...
Dude, that's like, oh man.
You're giving up body parts to lessen your fucking sentence. That's some scary shit. That's some scary shit. Repo men. Okay, I'm about to give up this kidney. Okay, you got 3 years. You get 3 years taken off of your shit. Oh my God. I see where the justice system is like taking years off because you need two kidneys to live.
Yeah.
I mean, one kidney you can still survive, but
it's a hard life.
Yes, yeah. You need two kidneys to live. And then amputating a body part, a limb.
The bone marrow. Like, I did not. Bro. How do you stick a. Do you drill like Jurassic Park when they drilled the into mosquito. The amber? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They drill first and then they stick a needle?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
That's how it works. And the bone marrow helps with. He's over here, not just gagging. You drill into the bone marrow because the bone marrow helps with like cancer. And things like that.
Have you had bone marrow?
No.
Like, eating bone marrow? It's pretty good.
I heard.
Like, it's good.
It fucking hurts. It hurts.
No, I'm just saying, like, have you ate bone marrow?
No,
like,
never.
Never. In, like, it's good. I like it. It's good for dogs.
I've had neck bone. I've had collard greens.
I've eaten chitlins, pig's feet, collard greens. Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
You in the kitchen.
Eating all the damn food.
Every time I come in, peanut butter, ain't no bread.
Use water with that cereal.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, but that's the last wild news I have.
T went wild news. I want to talk about real news.
Let's get some wild news, Notch.
So my wild news comes from Baltimore.
Okay.
We haven't talked about
this.
But let's talk about that movie. What was the movie called?
The Mothman Prophecies?
No, not Mothman.
I was going to say, because Point Pleasant, West Virginia is something that goes in with a bridge breaking down.
No, I'm talking about the cargo ship in Obama's movie.
Oh, Leave the World Behind.
Leave the World Behind. So in Leave the World Behind, the
the cargo ship loses control because it's all electronic and it's all controlled by computer.
Yep. Yep.
Did you see the bridge collapse in there and how it turned and the lights were flickering on and off? That
was so crazy. I'm sorry.
And now all of a sudden it's just a, it crashed into there.
How, but you know what, though?
How?
I don't see a conspiracy there. I don't. I really don't see a conspiracy. I watched the video multiple times. The ship, the recovery of the energy of the lights and the power, it went off three times. And they're supposed to have a captain on the boat to make sure that if the power goes off, that someone can actually control it. There's no conspiracy there. It was just a fucking heinous act compared to the Point Pleasant that happened in West Virginia with the Mothman with Richard Gere. That aspect is so much more of a conspiracy theory than what has happened in Baltimore. To me, Notch, what do you think?
I personally think it's now, this is if it happens or not. Let's just talk about Leave the World Behind.
Okay.
So Leave the World Behind has a cargo ship that loses control because of the power failure. Absolutely. And it crashes into the beach. Baltimore happens. Leave the World Behind has Tesla cars get controlled and they crash into each other. Not even, a week or two after that happened, Tesla had to recall all their stuff because shit was happening.
Which
was
crazy.
I don't know. This is my thing. Right now, they're freaking...
Okay.
You hear two sides, and you try to be as scientific or as pleasable, as plausible as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're about to, in April, everybody's freaking out, and they're, the world's going to end, something crazy is going to happen in the world, and stuff like that. If it happens, it happens. Yeah, whatever.
Right. I'm ready.
It is what it is. But now we're talking about a full solar eclipse happening over the United States.
Yes.
Solar eclipse happens over the United States. It rarely happens. People are freaking out because these cities in the area where the solar eclipse is going to happen are requesting National Guard help.
Mm-hmm.
They're handing out flyers that says just be prepared and all this stuff. The scientific or the more reasonable side is it's because these are smaller towns and they're not equipped with enough food and all this stuff to help with the tourists, because the solar eclipse happens, it draws a lot of people into it.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, you have the, what is it called? It's in Geneva. It's where they have that test thing where they're trying to create dark matter.
The guard protocol?
Do you know that area? What is it called? It starts with a B. But tell me why they haven't tried to create the guard particle or the dark matter in 2 years, but they're going to do it on Higgs the day Bonson? Of the solar eclipse.
Really?
Yes. In my opinion, you're messing with a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
You create dark matter, you create a black hole, you create an explosion that's going to, if you know that thing, it could really, really harm the Earth and stuff like that. Like, what? Maybe they're doing it. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe it's just coincidence. It falls on the same date. Who knows what's going to happen? Just Leave the World Behind kind of nailed it with those two things. And then Ryan, Ryan Garcia, the boxer?
Mm-hmm.
He literally called out and said something's going to happen in Baltimore.
Yes.
And on this date. Yes. And he was right. And all this shit with Diddy. That was the other news. Let's get into Diddy.
Diddy, bro. Diddy, you know what? You know what's crazy? I seen Suge Knight actually reached out to Diddy while he was in prison. He was like, "Hey, bro, they gonna catch you when they can."
Mm-hmm.
And then just so much shit coming out. 50 Cent's been talking about it before he even got it. And did you know that Jay-Z is actually in the works of this too? He's gonna go to prison too, because when all this shit happened, They were like, "We're gonna go on vacation." Everybody that was on vacation that was in the investigation is actually within this investigation that is going to be investigated.
No, and that just
and I love Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z, and I'm sad because They even talked about Pharrell, Notch. If Pharrell is a part of this, life is meaningless. Life is meaningless to me. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be so sad.
We talked about this.
We did.
Every freaking week. And it's just getting worse and worse. And I feel like it's gonna blow up and it's just going to expose everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. You get in the industry and you tend to fall into bad things.
Yep.
And Hollywood and the music industry is not a good place. They've always said it's been bad.
Yep.
It's always been doing wrong, stupid shit. They get away with it because they have money and they have power.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the moment where everything falls down? I wouldn't doubt.
I think so.
That a lot of these ones, like Jay-Z, and I would be upset if Pharrell had anything to do with it.
I'd be so heartbroken.
See that, like, sometimes you gotta. To get big, you have to do what all the big people are doing.
But why, and unfortunately,
because that's the narrative.
But why, though?
Because nobody will. T, we said this. Nobody's going to stand up to anybody.
Yeah.
Until all the artists do it together.
Yeah.
It's like a Nickelodeon. You're going to do what you need to do to become a child, to become an actor. It's crazy.
True.
And it's just Hollywood and the music producers and the music industry and all that stuff, they've allowed it and it just continues. It's I don't want to compare it to religion, but religion some-ish is similar to that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go deep into it, but if you really think about it, and you listeners, do your due diligence and look up some history on some religious religions out there. I'm not going to name them, but did they do good? Are they doing good?
Are they doing good?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. You're right. You're right, Notch.
T, we've talked about this.
We've talked about it multiple times.
Down to the heart, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I believe in God. I also believe in science. And I don't believe the church should hide stuff from people.
I don't either. And it comes down to that documentary on Netflix of the little girl that disappeared in the Vatican, where they had the priests, where they shut down everything, and the priests have their own policing, like it's on an Indian reservation, because once everybody's on that reservation, you cannot go and get to them in the courts because it's inadmissible.
Mm-hmm. Vatican City even though it says city, is its own small little country. It's its
own. Yep. Vatican.
They have their own rules. Mm-hmm. They have their own rules, which nobody's going to mess with them because it's a religious rule.
Yes, they do.
But how come you can't see the Dead Sea Scrolls? How come you can't read old books that were created by science, like Aristotle and Socrates? They keep those books in there so people can't really, but they burned and killed people.
Yes, they did.
Again,
yes, they did.
It is what it is. I can go on a tangent.
That's another day. That's another day where we get really reared.
It is what it is. But we'll see. Did he fucked up? I didn't hear Pharrell was a part of that. That kind of shocked me.
I just heard about that today. I don't know if it's true, but I know Usher's involved, and Usher actually said, would you have your kids be involved in the Diddy camp? And he goes, hell no. Because I know what I went through as I was a 13-year-old boy. I would never put my kids in that. And even when we talked about the Quiet on the Set with the Nickelodeon scandal, they talked about a lot of them. They go, would you ever have your fringe children be in the acting things? And they're like, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't think twice. Well, speaking about TV shows, I got a top quizzy, Notch, to kind of end where we're at, but we still have a TV movie recommendation. But the top quizzy, we're going to kind of roll through this. The top five shows of all time. What do you think the top five shows of all time are, Notch?
Top five shows of all time.
All time.
So Friends has to be up there.
Okay.
Definitely Friends.
Okay.
I feel like at one point MASH was up there. I know it was the most watched ending to a TV show.
Okay.
Shit. We're talking Friends, MASH, maybe Seinfeld.
Okay.
I think The Office got popular when streaming
became a thing. I don't think it was as. Are we talking including streaming or while it was
everything?
So yeah, The Office has to be up there. Office is probably way up there. So Friends, The Office, Seinfeld, Cheers, maybe, MASH. You good?
One more. I'm sorry. I just read our
Duke one.
They fucking beat Houston. Yeah. I'm pissed off.
I didn't
want
to tell you that until
whatever. What the fuck ever. That's why I gasped.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's why I gasped.
And I was like, oh, God, no.
Fucking bitch.
Tell me North Carolina. North Carolina can't win, but freaking
Duke fucking Duke beat Houston. That was supposed to fucking
NC
beat
State
people every
win.
Whatever, bro. Whatever.
Ridiculous. Whatever. Duke just took down, and weren't they a number one? Houston,
they were number,
right?
Houston was number one.
Yep.
And they're a fourth seed.
Yep. I thought Houston was number one,
Whatever. Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever. What's your last two of the top five TV shows of all time? All
right. So we did Cheers, Friends.
Okay.
The Office.
Okay.
I'm going to put Seinfeld and MASH up there. Just, okay. I feel like those are going to be up there.
Okay.
ER.
Okay.
Maybe a big one.
One more.
Oh man, TV shows. Because we're not. Are we talking like streaming too, like Game of Thrones type of shit?
Everything.
Oh man, because I forgot Game of Thrones.
It's broad. It's a broad spectrum.
Stranger Things, like, yeah. I think those are going to be my like top eight right there.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna start off with top 10.
All right.
Number 10, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Okay.
Number
I like old school TV shows.
Yeah.
I Love
Tyler
Lucy
Moore was dope.
Did I not throw I Love Lucy in there?
It didn't make it, Notch.
Oh, hell no.
Number 9, Atlanta.
What?
Atlanta is number 9.
That's because Ronnie watches it every night.
I love
Atlanta. Those
I
are
love
skewed
Atlanta.
Numbers.
Atlanta's fucking dope. Okay.
Great TV show.
You said great this show. One, Notch. Number 8, Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers was a big show.
It was a huge show.
Cheers actually
where everybody knows
it's crazy
her
because
name.
I didn't watch Cheers as much, but yeah. it did the spinoff for one of my favorite shows.
It's impactful.
Which was Frasier.
Yes.
I love Frasier.
Frasier was good.
I watched that.
Frasier was good,
man.
Frasier was good. All right, number 7, Mad Men.
Oh, I forgot Breaking Bad too.
Okay. Mad number Man. 6, you said this one too. Seinfeld.
Yep.
I love Seinfeld. I only love season 1 to 4 and everything else after that. I could care less about Seinfeld.
Jerry
it wasn't
Seinfeld.
That funny.
His pitch is like so unique how he does.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal with fish?
Airplane food. What's up with
what's the deal with airplane food?
Okay, so we're going to get to number 5. I don't even know this show. Fleabag. Do you know the show?
The fuck?
What the fuck is Fleabag?
Where the hell did you get this thing from?
This was on the top 10 of the best shows of all time. Never heard of Fleabag.
Fleabag? Like flea, like the little flea?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, it is Fleabag with the little flea.
Yeah?
Series adapted from award-winning play about a young woman trying to cope with life in London.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, Downton Abbey? Downton Abbey? Probably.
Didn't even know. Didn't even know.
All right, let's go number 4.
Number 4, The Wire.
Who is doing this list? This
the
has to be like
but
BBC
you know
or some shit.
But you know what's crazy? The Wire was fucking good. I've never seen The Wire. It has Michael B. Jordan. It has Idris Elba. It has the guy from Vice.
Hold up.
Viceland.
We're gonna argue this list. We got to go through this list real quick because I'm literally just dropping names in there. How? Yeah, go 3, 2, 1. Because if this one's not in there, this is a bullshit list.
Okay. Okay. 3 is Breaking Bad.
Okay, figured.
Okay. Number 2, The Simpsons.
Okay, forgot it. We didn't even talk about animation, but
oh
yeah.
No, yeah. And number 1, The Sopranos.
Okay. This is a bullshit list.
Okay.
Tell you
what
why.
Do you have? What do you have?
Why? And we're talking TV shows.
Yes.
We didn't even talk animation.
Oh,
animation,
no.
I get it. Simpsons are up there. So should be Family Guy. Family Guy should be right underneath it. So top 10. But that's animation and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I don't know who did this. Animation, I think, should be on its separate own thing, because then we talk about like Bob's Burgers and all that shit.
Yeah, of course.
How is all those in there, but you don't even have one of the longest running TV shows ever in the United States, which is Law and Order.
Right.
In all its spinoffs.
Right. Right.
That's the list does not make sense. I'm boycotting this list.
And I'm very finicky when it comes to that list too.
And we're talking longest running TV show ever?
Yes. Yes.
See, we know what it is.
I think it's the top TV shows of all time. I don't think it's going off of ratings. I think it's going off of popularity. Even though
Law and Order should be up there then.
True. You were very true.
If you gave me two notes, one note, we know one note, My Chemical Romance. If we heard ding, we know that note. Yes. If you heard dun-dun, we all know what that is.
We know.
Mm-hmm. I get myself locked into Law and Order, and it sometimes I feel disgusted, especially Special Victims Unit.
Oh,
Liv.
Erica goes to sleep on that shit, and she says it helps her go to sleep. But if we watch something else, like a scary ass movie, she can't go to sleep. But she could go to sleep with fucking SVU. What kind of shit is that?
One of the things, I forgot to send you this meme, but I saw this. Or sorry, it wasn't a meme, but it was actually a news article, and it said that if you fall asleep to scary movies, horror movies, like documentaries about like jail, like all those like ID shows and everything like that, that you are borderline psychotic.
You remember I told you I fall asleep to creepypastas.
And then it reminded me of you, because I can't do that shit anymore because my mind is too fucked up right now. So then my mind starts playing all kinds of crazy stuff. So then I got to listen to like stuff that's like hypnotizes me, and you're over there listening to fucking crazy ass shit.
Not just listen to ASMR, like, please.
Yes.
Listen to your breath and take it a is deep now. But you know what, though?
Take a deep breath.
That's why I did the Dream Lounge, because I felt that the shit that I listen to is not a great thing to listen to, where you're hearing about murder, blood, and all this crazy shit. Like, it should be something of inspiration and just something that's impactful of being influenced to do things better for your life. And that's why I did the Dream Lounge. And I hope to do more Dream Lounge storage. I actually have a lot of Dream Lounge storage that I want to do, because I feel that we should have that more in our life than to listen to court cases, Jeffrey Dahmer, all this crazy shit. Like, I feel we should do more self-influential type of things when we go to bed.
I go to bed. I can't listen to like sound scapes type of stuff, like rain and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know why.
I can't either.
I used to be able to do it when I was younger. I just can't do it. Yeah. I have to listen to somebody's voice.
Yeah.
So I either listen to something that I already know, like animation series. Like, I could listen to like cartoons, and I could fall asleep.
Right.
And
like, we talked about Hey Arnold.
Yeah. I watch Hey Arnold constantly when I don't even watch it. I just put it on and I pass out.
Yep.
And the other thing I listen to is, like you said, hypnotherapy,
yep,
where people, especially this one guy, I listen to it all the time, makes me fall asleep so fast. Or Alan Watts.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Watts' voice.
I love Alan Watts.
God, dude. And he's then the
impactful.
Dude, the stuff, like just listening to it, just makes me fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I love scary movies. I love watching documentaries about like killers and stuff like that.
Yep.
Just give me something in between.
Right.
That cannot be the last thing that's on my mind. I got to watch something else before then. I don't know how you guys could do it. Sorry. Those creepypastas? Hell no, T.
Oh, I love creepypasta. Creepypasta is so awesome.
Dude, and we talked about this other time.
We have.
We talked about falling asleep to Art Bell.
Oh, yes. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I'd be more into it now if I listened to it where I couldn't fall asleep. But when I was a kid, I used to pass out to that stuff.
Okay.
Now I'd be like, oh, what's going on? UFOs?
You know,
let's
what?
Talk about this.
As you say that, I'm so bored with him, because I feel there's so many people that come on to the radio show and it's just bullshit. They're not even like real movies, like real things. So I'll listen to like top five that's on YouTube. I'll listen to Unexplained Theories, Creepypasta, of course. But like the ones that come with like real critical cases, yeah, I'll listen to those and I'll fall asleep. And even Unsolved Mysteries, which is my TV recommendation. Nope. Not the old school, the nope. new school that's on Netflix. Please, listeners, watch Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. There's three seasons. It's amazing. Amazing. Not just afraid of it, but it's amazing. It's scary as fuck, but it's amazing.
That just, I don't know why it just brings that, like, I could watch it and stuff. It just brings back that, like, childhood fear.
Oh,
of, like,
scary.
The music, man. I sent that over to you. And
Robert
just, like, bro,
Stack.
Yeah, the trench coat and looking mm-hmm. like he's coming from The Exorcist. Like, yeah. Nah.
So good. So good. So good. Well, which brings me to, I'm going to run through it, the top 10 of the top TV shows of 2003. I know we're in 2024, but 2023, the top 10 shows of 2023, Party Down. I don't even know what show that is.
It's called Party Down? Never even heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. It's on Stars.
The next hell has Stars?
I don't even pay for that fucking subscription. What kind of shit is that? The next one, number 9, Somebody Somewhere. It's on HBO Max. I've never heard of that show either. The next one, number 8, Kunk on Earth. I don't know what the fuck that show is. Apparently it's on Netflix.
Kunk on Earth?
Yeah, Kunk on Earth. C-U-N-K.
C-U-N-K. Kunk on Earth. I've never even heard of it.
Never heard of it. Number 7, you and I have watched this, Blue Eye Samurai.
Great show.
Yep, such a great show. Number 6 is Beef, which I want to watch.
I watched that. That has Ali Wong.
Yes, Ali Wong.
Ali Wong is
and the homie from
Top 5,
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, that was actually a really, really good.
Okay,
good series.
See, not just watched it. Okay, number 5, The Last of Us was so good. I'm surprised that it was number 5.
I can see that.
Number 4, Poker Face. It was on Peacock. I've never heard of the show. Yep.
It has a girl from American Pie.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Number 3, I love this show, Succession. That's such a good show. It's on HBO Max.
What's it called?
Succession.
Succession.
Such a fucking good show. Number 2, which is another fucking good show, The Bear on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. With what's his name from? The one Bears. Of my favorite shows. Again. Who made the list of all time?
Who made the list?
How was Shameless not on there either?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird list. And I think it's whatever publication comes from, whatever opinion it comes from. People are like, this is what I heard from such and such, and then I'm going to create a list. And I think it's very skewed when it comes to that. But I do know The Bear is definitely top 5.
Well, I get that in 2023. I'm talking about that all-time list.
Oh, all-time.
How is Shameless not on there?
I don't know. I don't know. And the last one for the top TV show of 2023, Reservation Dogs. I have never seen this show.
That was a great... See, I've never seen it. I'm pretty sure I told you to watch it.
I've never seen it.
I liked it. I loved Reservation Dogs. It was, I really, really liked it.
Okay.
It was, it really reminded me of that one show on Netflix that was, oh my gosh, what was it called? Where it was about the Latino boy and his best friend ends up getting shot at the end of the first season. What was it called? Oh my gosh! It was on a reservation, the Reservation Dogs. It's okay. On a reservation, and it shows the life of teenagers.
Okay.
So really, really good show. Definitely recommend checking it out.
Okay. So do you got a TV or movie recommendation for our listeners out there?
Yeah, so I do have some, and let me get into it real quick.
Okay.
So first off, I want to shout this out real quick. I just read April 17th. Guess who's going to be at UCCS?
Who?
Josh Peck from Drake and Josh.
No fucking way. Yeah. What is he going to talk about?
I don't know. I just read it. I had a news article and it disappeared. Like I said, I'm not as organized as I've been in the past. I do apologize, but April 17th, Josh Peck is going to be at UCCS, which is really cool to see.
That's awesome, Notch.
So if you're in Colorado Springs, definitely check it out. What movie was I going to talk about today? T, do you have a... You go ahead and knock your stuff out. I got to find my stuff. I apologize. Muffled.
Let's see. Oh, the one I sent you. I haven't seen this movie yet. It's coming out in May. It's called I Saw the TV Glow.
Oh,
watch yes. that trailer. It Check looks out fucking that trailer. Crazy. It has Justin Smith and Elliot Page's fiance or wife that's in it. It looks crazy. I don't know what to fucking think of it. I don't know what to think of it, but I found out that it was a 90% Rotten Tomatoes score.
Rotten Tomatoes kind of pissed me off sometimes. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but
who be doing that stuff?
But Late Night with the Devil got a 97% Rotten Tomatoes score, and I heard it was dope as fuck, and it's supposed to be released on April 7th on Shudder. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get Shudder so I can watch it. Shudder is a horror movie platform that has original TV shows, original movies, old school movies, new school movies, all at the hands that you can watch. It's nothing but horror and thriller movies. I'm going to get it so that way I can watch Late Night with the Devil because that shit looks crazy.
TJ is going to get it so he can fall asleep. That's his new fall asleep thing.
I'm going to let y'all know so I can fall asleep too.
This guy.
You know, it's my lullaby. It's my nursery rhymes, Notch.
I did want to talk about a couple albums that came out. One big shout out. So if you guys don't know, he's a local artist. His name is Flowmane, FLOW/MANE. He just dropped VSOP. So this gentleman, I actually worked with him.
Oh, shit. Okay.
If you knew Paul Browning as well.
Yes.
We all worked together and he actually helps him with his albums. Local artist, check him out. Again, Flowmane. That did come out. Did you know Baby Bash just came out with a new album?
I did not know that.
How crazy is that?
Baby Bash is still making music, huh?
I'm all for it.
Wow. Figured out you know so fly.
I haven't listened to it, but I'm definitely
going to check it out. Baby Bash, huh?
There was another album that I saved, and I wanted to talk about it, and I can't find it. Talking about Ariana Grande. We talked about Justin Timberlake last time. Mm-hmm. His stuff came out.
Yep.
Kyle's album. I forgot. I did want to talk about it. I got to shout out Taylor, my brother. He got me on it. 21 Pilots' new album came out, was really good.
Okay.
Check that one out if you're into 21 Pilots. Great, great. It almost sounds like their old albums, which is really nice to hear.
That's pretty dope.
Let me see.
I don't have any new music. There was an artist I found earlier today,
and I can't find him now. And it's going to piss me off because I was going to tell you about it, but then I was like, I'll just keep it until this, and now I can't find it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Maybe it's in coming soon. Let's see. Taylor Swift's dropping? Oh, yeah, I knew she was dropping a new album.
I do have a song.
Let's hear it.
The song is called Rain in Cuba, and it's by Joe Hertz, Barney Artist, and Sam Wills. It's such a dope song. Especially
too much rain over paradise.
Too much rain. ATB, hell yeah. Nacho put me on ATB. But this is a dope song. It's more R&B-ish.
Nice.
It's a pretty dope song. Yeah. Yeah, Rain in Cuba.
Did you know Linkin Park's dropping a new album?
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Kings of Leon are dropping a new album. Cage the Elephant.
I thought they were done. I thought Kings of Leon was done.
The Wallows are dropping a new album. I'm excited for that.
That's pretty sick. That's sick.
Wallows. I can't find the one that I was going to see is dropping a new album.
Ooh, Sia. Okay.
Her
vocals are crazy.
Pep Shop Boys are dropping a new album.
Beyonce dropped a new album, which I'm not going to listen. 27 songs. Did you know that?
No. I don't.
27 songs, Notch.
I love Beyonce.
I love Beyonce, too.
This is my thing. When you said Jay-Z getting in trouble and everything,
yeah,
I look at them and I could see it. I feel like their personalities have changed.
Yeah.
From when they were younger.
More power.
Yeah, it's like a weird look to them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just not who they used to be.
Yep.
Skin crawlers.
Yep.
They're all wearing suits.
Yeah.
They're fucking lizards.
They're fucking suits now. Mm-hmm.
The lizard people wearing skins.
Yep.
No. I don't know. Yep. Me and Beyonce, she did her country album. She's from Texas. Good on her. I don't know why they don't want to play her album. It is what it is. I get it. It's stadium country with a little hip hop and everything.
Yeah.
Am I going to listen to it? Probably not.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. I'm just, it is what it is. Let her do her thing. And yeah, there's other artists that should be recognized.
Absolutely.
In country music.
Absolutely.
That aren't stadium country, but
I agree.
Yeah, I can't find that artist. Sorry, guys.
Well,
when I come up with it, I'll talk about it next week. But yeah, I can't think of it. Shows and TVs and everything, it's all been the same. Just a lot of reruns. Rewatching How I Met Your Mother again.
Oh,
got to go through those fills one more time.
Good show. Good fucking show, Notch. Oh, I love that show. Whenever I get in a mood, I watch that show. I'm like, damn it, this was such a good show. The punchlines, the character development, just, it's such a good show.
I'm rewatching Big Bang Theory.
You know what's crazy? Avery loves Young Sheldon.
Such a good show.
Avery loves Young Sheldon.
I'm sad that it's going away.
Yeah.
I mean, it was time. The boy was getting to the age where you can't see him. Did you know that Young Sheldon's mom, so crazy fact, Young Sheldon's mom that plays his mom in that, the mother in Big Bang Theory who was from Roseanne, the sister.
Okay.
That's actually her daughter that plays the young Sheldon.
No way.
Plays the, I forget her name. She was the sister in Roseanne.
The Connors?
But what was the sister's name?
Was she the blonde or was she the brunette?
The brunette. We're not talking about Darlene or anything. We're talking about the aunt. I'm going to look this up real quick.
You're talking about
Roseanne.
Becky Connor, Jackie Harris. Jackie Harris, which was the next door neighbor.
Was she the next? I thought she was the aunt.
Something like that. Darlene Connor.
So Lori Metcalf.
Jackie Harris. Yeah.
She plays Sheldon's mom in Big Bang Theory.
No way.
But in Young Sheldon, and I always thought, I was like, damn, they did really good. The mom from Young Sheldon looks just like Jackie from Big Bang Theory as Sheldon's mom. Come to find out that's her daughter. I was like, what the fuck? Oh,
that's crazy.
I was like, that's crazy. I didn't know that. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
That's just really cool. They had me for a loop. I was like, damn. Good on the casting people.
and
then I was like, that's cheating.
You know what's crazy about, what's her name? Becky Connor? That's fucking Stella from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't stand Stella. If you guys know us, we love How I Met Your Mother. When Ted met Stella, that's our worst season ever. Great episodes.
I
don't love her. I don't. because at the end of the Stella
era, no, I'm not talking about beginning. I'm talking the actress that plays
her.
The only reason she's I love her she's is great. Because she's from Scrubs.
Yeah,
and she plays what's her name amazingly in Scrubs.
Yeah, yeah.
So when she was she's in amazing. How I Met Your Mother, I got super excited.
Yeah, and then
I just in that same thing. I'm actually I'm onto the No Can Do's Baby Doll that episode. So I just recently went through the Stella and the breakup and all that stuff.
Uh huh.
I didn't realize prior to the wedding and the breakup and stuff. Stella was a bitch to him. I didn't realize it. The whole thing, you can't raise a kid in New York. You got to come to New Jersey.
Yep.
She was constantly
that was in the I Love New Jersey episode.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was constantly looking for an out.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh, Ted, we can't do this. Or it's my way or I can't be with you.
Yep.
The whole fucking time.
Yep. Yep. I hate it, Stella. We're gonna get into a How I Met Your Mother episode. You guys aren't ready for it. We're gonna make y'all revisit How I Met Your Mother.
Definitely.
That's one of the pinnacle shows that Nacho and I love, and we talk about a lot, and we make a lot of references. So, but yeah, Nacho, you got anything else for the episode?
Nope. Just fuck Duke.
Fuck Duke.
Fuck March Madness. I know last week we were all excited for it. But that just tells you how quick it could change. Fuck Duke and fuck March Madness.
Exactly.
Hopefully the Nuggets do something. They just lost today. The Avs lost. This has been a shitty week for sports.
Fucking stupid ass fucking week. Well, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram. Make sure you guys follow us on YouTube. Hit that notification bell. Hit us up on every notification platform and podcast platform that you guys listen to us on. And watch the TV shows and the movies that we recommend it to you guys. And make sure you guys listen to the Spotify playlist that we posted. Anything else, Notch? Did I miss anything?
No. Just don't listen to scary stories while you go to sleep. Like TJ. Do like me. I'm about to watch Dope. It's on HBO Max.
Oh, that's such a good I actually own that movie. I own that.
And Pharrell had his hands in it. Pharrell, hope you better not fucked up.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't have any hands in any other stupid shit that's going on in the industry that we found out within the past few weeks.
Oh, man.
But this is episode 15 of the Random Cool Show.
Listeners, it's always a pleasure. T, it's always a pleasure. Until next week.
Always a pleasure, Notch. Peace.